You're right. Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Sophia on the Rocks. I'm your host, Sophia Saidi, and in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you funny stories of what's happened to me whilst travelling, horror stories, and yeah, just generally funny things which has happened to me or stupid things. So carry on listening.
So I feel like I have so many funny or like horrible stories that have happened to me whilst traveling, but I'm going to start with just some like light stories and then I'm going to get into the juicy stuff after. Like, it's one of my favorite stories to tell. It's like when someone asks me like, what's the worst thing to ever happen to you? This is always my story, which I'm going to tell you. And yeah, it wasn't funny at the time, but I can laugh at it now, definitely. So in general, like where things have gone wrong for me in traveling, like, well, you have like your standard things which happen to everyone. Yeah, like you miss your bus, for example. I was in I think Bulgaria, and it was like 6 a.m, super dark, and I was getting a bus to Macedonia, and it was really dark, so I couldn't see the buses, and I couldn't see very well. So I was like waiting in this bus station, and I was trying to ask people where my bus was, and like none of them understood me, and I was like getting my Google Translate out, and yeah, I was trying to ask them where it was, and it was getting lighter and lighter at this point, and it had already was like past the time that my bus was meant to be there. And then I worked out that there was 2 bus stations next to each other, and I was in the wrong one, obviously. So I missed my bus, and the next bus wasn't for another 10 hours, and I'd already checked out my other hostel, and I was super, super annoyed. I was like waiting in this bus station like, oh, I'm just going to wait here all day. But no, I did end up deciding to go back to my hostel and just like chill there for the day. And funny story, like I waited the 10 hours and I got on my next bus. Well, I was buying the ticket and there was this guy in front of me and he literally dropped like the equivalent to a penny on the floor, like a penny. So yeah, I said to him like, oh, excuse me, you've dropped this on the floor. And he was super, super thankful about it. And then he like came up to me and gave me like this chocolate milkshake. And he was like, oh, here you go. This is for like picking up that penny for me. And I was like, right, okay then. And turns out he was like on my bus and he sat near me on the bus and he was like feeding me croissants and stuff. And then we got to Macedonia and I was like in the bus station and I was like obviously needing to find my hostel and whatever. And he said to me like, oh, do you want a lift? I'll give you a lift. And I was like, no, like I don't want a lift from you. Like I'll just find my own way. And he was like, no, it's fine. Don't worry. I'll give you a lift. I'll give you a lift. And I was thinking in my head like, so yeah, this guy might kill you, but I don't know, like he was so persistent and I was sort of like weighing options up in my head and I was like, he was a bit of a larger guy and he was like older as well and I was like, yeah, I think I could definitely like beat him in a fight, like if I needed to run away, like I could definitely outrun him. So I ended up accepting this lift of this guy and well, I'm still here to tell the tale. So it did end up fine. Like he was a nice guy, but yeah, just be careful like who you meet. Obviously some people are super genuine and they are just being nice, but you know, you will get people doing things or offering you things with like ulterior motives. Another funny similar story. I was in Thailand. And obviously I think I was like 19 or 20 at the time and I went out with like my group to this bar or whatever and everyone else decided to go home apart from me and I stayed out and I was just like partying with some random strangers, which I'd never do now, guys, by the way. Please be safe and make sure you stick with people when you go out, but I was young and stupid and I didn't know any better. And yeah, like I didn't know where my hotel was. I was staying in a hotel at that point and I didn't have any service. I didn't have a SIM card or whatever and yeah, didn't know where I was. So, and I was super drunk as well. And in Thailand, if you've ever been, they have like pancake stalls everywhere and they're super nice. And I went to this pancake stall and I got a pancake whilst I was like figuring out what the hell I was going to do. And then this guy, he was working at the pancake stall, was like, oh, wait for me until I finish work and like I'll walk you home or whatever. And I was like sat down finishing my pancake or whatever. And then I was like thinking like, nah, this is dodgy. So I decided to like walk off and I started walking in the direction which I just assumed was home. And some random Thai guy stopped on his moped and was just like, oh, do you want a lift? And I was just like, yeah. And I got on the back of his moped and he like dropped me off in the town. And then like I knew my bearings from there and I could get home. But when I came home and I told my mum, she was literally so annoyed at me. And she was like, oh my God, Sophia, I can't believe you've done that. But I was like, yeah, mum, but I didn't die, did I? But yeah, don't do that, guys. Make sure that you always know the name of where you're staying. And so yeah, stick with people. And yeah, just make sure you don't do something like that, because it was really stupid of me. And it could have like ended a completely different way. Another time I was in Palermo in Italy, or Sicily. And I was just like laid in the park in the sunshine, just, you know, in the afternoon, it was still light, whatever. And this guy came up to me and he was selling sunglasses and he was like trying to get me to buy these sunglasses. And I was like, no, I don't want your sunglasses, whatever. And he was chatting to me and I was just being polite and whatever. And then halfway through talking to me, this guy like opens up his wallet and gets like £20 out of his wallet and is like showing me this £20. And I'm like, what's going on? This guy was offering me £20 to sleep with him. Like, babe, I would have done it for free if you just asked. But yeah, I was literally like, I got so offended. I was like, I can't believe that you just asked me that. And he was super apologetic after, but I was like, I'm sorry. You come up to me. I'm just minding my own business. You're trying to, and I think afterwards he tried giving me some free sunglasses and I was like, I don't want your free sunglasses. Like, go away. I can't believe £20. Is that all I'm worth? £20. So that probably will most likely happen to you when you're away at some point, especially if you're a female. And I'm going to do an episode on what it's like traveling as a solo female, because no matter what anyone says, it is different traveling as a female rather than a male. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that episode as well. Right, get into the good story, guys. This is the main event. This is my, well, I say it's my favourite story, but it wasn't favourite at the time, okay? It was traumatising. So, bit of context. I was in Italy. I was in Genoa. And I was at this super, super nice hostel. Really nice. And this one night, I'd been drinking with some people from the hostel. And, like, I'd had like 2 bottles of wine, or like 1.5 bottles of wine, whatever. That's just give you a bit of background. And there was this guy, like 40 years old or whatever. Like I hadn't talked to him like pretty much the whole night. We only had like a small snippet of conversation. And he said that he worked for Flixbus, which is like the best bus company to use if you travel in Europe. And he'd given me some like free discount codes, like quite a lot for Flixbus. So I was like, yeah, thank you. And that's as far as the conversation went. And this guy was sleeping in my room. So I went to bed happily, whatever, went to sleep. And then I woke up in the morning because I could feel something wet on me. Yeah. And I was thinking in my head, like, oh my God, Sophia, like, have you pissed your pants? You know, these things do happen when you're drunk, not gonna lie. And yeah, so I rolled over. I was thinking this in my head, like, have you weed yourself? I rolled over and this guy is stood over my bed. And I sat up and there was wee, or like wet, on top of my cover, yeah? And I was obviously underneath the cover and my pants were dry. So I was like, Sophia, obviously haven't peed yourself. And my, it took me a moment to realize what had gone on. This guy had peed on me in my sleep. And he was still stood next to the bed. it happened quite quickly, yeah, into me figuring this out. It wasn't like a minute or anything. And I sat up and I said to him, are you joking? You've just pissed on me. And he went, no. I was getting something from my locker. This guy's locker was halfway across the room. His bed was on the opposite side of the room to me. So I'm in like full like anger mode, yeah? And I like jump out of bed, start running to reception, and I'm like shouting. I think people thought I was crazy for sure. And I was like, this poor reception guy he was on, I'm pretty sure he was a volunteer. And I was like, some guy's just pissed on me. And he genuinely didn't know what was going on. And he like came with me to my room. And I was like showing him the sheets and everything and pointing to this guy, like explaining the story. And there was one other girl in the room as well, but she was like on the top bunk. She didn't really know what had gone on or whatever. And yeah, this guy was still hanging around after he'd done this to me. And I was like super upset. I was like, felt violated. I had some guy's piss on me and I just wanted to get in the shower. Yeah, obviously. So I went in the shower, got clean, had a little cry to myself. I was like, and I got out of the shower. Please someone tell me why. This guy is still in the hostel. Still in the hostel after he did that to me. And so I confronted him again. I said, like, I started kicking him out of the hostel. I was like, get out. Like, you've just pissed on me. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're disgusting. And he was just proper denying it and like acting all innocent. And I was like, honey, don't act innocent with me. I know what you've done.
I know.
And yeah, eventually managed to kick him out. And then another volunteer who worked at the hostel was like starting his shift or whatever. Oh, actually, no. It was a guy who I'd been with the night before, like chatting to. And he spoke Italian. And we told him what happened. And he was like, you need to speak to the police. Like, you need to ring the police. You need to ring the police. And so we had to ring the police as well. And they came to the hostel and stuff. But obviously, I don't speak a word of Italian. So everyone's like having to tell the story on behalf of me, which is even more difficult. And I remember like I was sat outside this hostel and I rang my mum and I was like crying. And she was like, what? And I was like, some guy's just pissed on me. And she was like, Sophia, it's not that bad. And I was like, Mum, your daughter's just been violated. And you're saying it's not bad. But no, in her defense, I will say, like, she obviously was thankful that it wasn't anything worse because, you know, things can happen, unfortunately. So, yeah, she was just thankful that it was just only a bit of wee. And I mean, it's something that I can't get over. It hasn't traumatized me for life. But yeah, so that happened. And it's just funny because I think like I work everyone I'm in the hostel like screaming the place down and no one really knew what was going on. And then for the rest of the day I was just known as the girl who got pissed on. But it was quite good because everyone gave me free food and alcohol and I just sat in the hostel just getting fed. So that was nice. And I did actually have to end up going to the police station. I had to stay an extra night so I could go to the police station on the Monday morning. It was like a Saturday that it happened. But the hostel was super, super nice. They changed room because I was like, I'm not sleeping in the same bed. They let me put a wash on because obviously my pyjamas stunk. And I mean, they stunk. And I got like a nice double bed in a new room. And like the owner, he escorted me to the police station and helped me write the statement. Because for me, I was like, it's important that I report this because I don't want it happening to anyone else. And we actually found out that he'd done it to a girl at like their sister hostel. He'd stayed there like a few months before. And she'd said to like some of the staff, like, as someone like spilt something on my bed because like it felt wet, and like this guy like who peed on me, like he was doing yoga next to a bed or something, I don't know, something dodgy. And like they only put the two and two together once it had obviously happened to me and he'd been caught. And yeah, he got banned from all the hostels in the area. But I will say there should be like a universal system with like hostels that if you're banned from one hostel for like something like that, you should be banned from all the hostels.
because he was only banned from like the ones in the area, like which the hostel could tell other people like what had happened. So obviously he can still go stay in other hostels and do that to other people, which is absolutely disgusting. But yeah, like that's my crazy, funny, well, I can laugh about it now, hostel story, which happened to me. But yeah, I hope that doesn't put you off traveling or staying in hostels, because it's really not like that. I was just super unfortunate, and I still stay in mixed dorms. So it hasn't put me off that. And I mean, you hear about drunk people, especially boys. I don't know why boys, when they're drunk, they just piss anywhere. Who've like weed the bed and it's like seeped down to the person below, or like they've pissed in a bin or something. So yeah, it does happen. But I hope you got some enjoyment out of listening to that horror story, which I had to endure. And just a PSA, guys, like this guy wasn't drunk, he was stone cold sober. Like I say, he worked for Flixbus and he was working that day. Like he was ready for the morning, like he was ready to leave. He had all his stuff packed. So yeah, it was like on purpose. It wasn't an accident at all. So yeah. Another story which happened recently, which is more of a funny story than like a traumatic experience, and I suppose like what it's like living in a hostel with people. And this was when I was in Barcelona recently. So shout out to my roomies, Roberto and Marvin, who were here to witness this story. And I think we still get enjoyment out of this story to this day because it just made us laugh so much. So basically I woke up one morning and I was like, what is that smell? And I mean, it stunk in the room. And I was like to the guys, like, is that any of your shoes? Like, because it smells like cheesy feet in here. It smells disgusting. And there was this other girl in the room who just like, I think she'd come the night before or whatever. And she, Roberto and Marvin like opened their drawers, like inspected all their stuff, like whether it stunk. And this girl walked past Roberto's drawer and was like, I think it's your shoes. And he got so offended that she thought it was his shoes. Like, he was super annoyed. And she, like, left the room or whatever, left us to deal with this smell. And there was, like, there was pegs, like, on the walls to hang up your towels, yeah. And everyone had their towels up there. And I don't know who noticed, like, but he was like, oh, my God, like, it's one of those towels. It stinks. Everyone was super paranoid it was their own towel. And there was this one towel, and I'm not even joking, it was, like, the worst smell in my life. Like, it will have had to have been, like, locked in a suitcase for, like, a week to get this smell. And we're like trying to figure out whose towel this was. Like, we knew it wasn't any of our own. And Marvin was there, like, getting his aftershave out, like, spraying this towel to try and make the room smell nicer. And we thought it was this one guy who was in the room who was, like, harassing him, like, oh, I think we saw him later on and we was like, is your towel blue with red stripes? And he was like, no, it's not my towel. It's not my towel. And we figured out it was this French girl who'd been in the night before, the one who accused Roberto of like being his shoes. And we was like, right, we can't wait to see her again when she's in the room. And we was all in there later. And she came in and she was like, oh, did you ever find out what that smell is? Actually, before this, we was all in the room. We had to quarantine the towel in the bathroom. That's how bad it smelled. Just for a bit of context. So yeah, she came back and she was like, oh, did you find out what the smell was? And I had to like take her to the side. I was like, actually, like, I wanted to speak to you about that. We actually found out that it was like your towel. We've had to quarantine it in the bathroom. And this poor girl, she was super embarrassed. But Roberta was like, that bitch, saying that it was my shoes, it was her stinky towel. So yeah, you will get smelly people and smelly towels and items of clothing. So please, if you stay in a hostel, just be aware that your stuff might stink. Like, I'll be honest, like, when I was traveling Europe for 4 months,
And, like, I'm sorry, like, you're wearing the same pair of shoes for 4 months, they're going to start stinking. So I'd always make sure, like, I locked mine in my locker. Like, I wasn't leaving them, like, in the room for the smell to, like, escape everywhere. I was, like, putting them in my locker. But, yeah, that was, like, a funny story as well, which always makes me laugh. But, yeah, there are some strange people that you will meet in hostels. And I was, like, in this one hostel, and there was this guy, and he had, like, 20 packets of rice cakes on his bed. And if you're from the UK, you'll probably know that guy who's, like, for breakfast, I'll have fish. And then for a snack, I'll have fish and a rice cake. And then for lunch, I'll have fish. And then for a snack, I'll have fish and a rice cake. And I was thinking, is this guy who's staying in this hostel? Because who else would need that many rice cakes with them? But I feel like I've got too many funny stories to tell. Like, recently, I was in Spain back in August. And I didn't have a phone because my phone got stolen. And that's a whole different story, which I'll get into another time. And I was at Malaga Airport and I was going through security. And I went through security and I was like, right, I just need the toilet and then I'm going to relax and I'm going to get a coffee and go on my laptop or whatever. And someone tell me why I ended up accidentally exiting the airport and I'd gone down these elevators where I thought the toilet was. And I got down to this place and I was like, oh my God, what's going on? People were asking for my locator form. And I was like, what's going on? I don't have a locator form. Like, I just wanted to go to the toilet. And my Spanish isn't great, yeah. But I was speaking to these people. I was like, ayúdame, ayúdame, which means help me. And I was like explaining. I was like, I just wanted to go to the toilet. I'm trying to get on my flight. And I was like, can I get back up there? And she was like, no, it's one way. And I had to leave the airport and go all the way back around, go through security again. And I was super embarrassed because I was like, I hope none of, like, the people through security, like, recognize it's me, like the workers, because I'll be thinking, like, why the hell is this girl going through security again? And it's a good job I wasn't in a rush and I had plenty of time, but I was proper panicking because I was on my own. I didn't have a phone and I just ended up exiting the airport when I just needed to go to the toilet. So stupid things happen. And I think I'm like, I'm just stupid sometimes anyway, but yeah, like, it's not perfect when you go traveling on your own. Like, things, like, stupid things will happen and you will do stupid stuff, but, like, you've just got to take it in your stride and, like, laugh about it because it is funny and we all do things like that. And yeah, that was, like, I can look back again and laugh at that, but at the time I was proper panicking. Yeah, so I really hope that you've enjoyed listening to some of my funny travel stories, my horror stories. And yeah, I hope that I haven't put you off solo traveling for good. But yeah, I hope you've found some enjoyment of listening to how stupid I am. So yeah, thank you so much again for listening, guys. And I'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel so that you kept up to date on all my recent videos. Thank you. Bye.